The next patient is Willie Nelson. The last name is N-E-L-S-O-N. First name is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. It's the clinical case of a 60-year-old African-American male that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3A. This used to be a morbidly obese patient, but he has bariatric surgery, and he has been losing weight, and right now is maintained 232 pounds. The hemoglobin and hematocrit are back to normal, and the hemoglobin and the serum creatinine is 0.81 with the BUN of 14 estimated GFR is 100 mL per minute. Fasting blood sugar is 101, albumin 4.45. And the liver function tests are with the normal limits. The patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. Number two, as mentioned before, the hemoglobin is 13.3 grams per cent. He is no longer anemic. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus. The blood sugar has been under control in the fasting, and the hemoglobin is A1C as of January 31st, 2024, is 5%. He is not a diabetic. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control. Today is 145 over 88. He claims that at home is better than this. I am going to ask the patient to keep a blood pressure log so we will have evidence of the trend. The patient is asked to lose 12 more pounds, and I am going to give an appointment to see us in 6 months with laboratory workup. The most likely possibility is that at that time, this patient that used to have a BMI of 46 will be with a BMI below 30, without anemia, without diabetes mellitus, with normal hypertension. And he will have regained his life back. Period. Abdominal CT scan was ordered in order to assess the right kidney, and the impression was stable findings as compared with prior CT scan. Still with benign calcified right renal mass and a stable left lower pole renal cyst. No acute obstruction or stones. The rest is with the normal limits. Appointment in 6 months. Paragraph, we are spend 10 times reviewing the imaging as well as the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes, documentation, 7 minutes.